This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Secondary lunge, ball was jarred free, it was picked up by Elshire.
Well, now they're talking. Did he get in with the initial extension or the secondary extension? They're saying no, stopped on downs.
The play that put the Pittsburgh Steelers in the playoffs. It was a virtual win and get some help game against the Baltimore Ravens. Check, and either Buffalo or Jacksonville needed to lose. Check, the Jaguars fell apart. And the curse of the terrible towel, if you do not believe in it, whew, did that seem real? Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Fan Early Morning Show. The Steelers are the 7th seed going to Buffalo. The Bills, who, if they would have lost in Miami, and if it wasn't for a 95-yard punt return for a touchdown to tie the game and get some momentum going for Josh Allen in the offense, might have been the case where Buffalo would have been the 7, the Steelers the 6, and it would have been on to Kansas City. But this week, it's the Buffalo Bills, led by the man with the most touchdowns in the NFL, and Josh Allen. The worst thing for the Steelers this week is that they're playing Josh Allen. The best thing for the Steelers this week is that they're playing Josh Allen. Why? Josh Allen has the ability, any given Sunday, to shred your team, to absolutely dominate, to crush it. Through the air, with his legs, ad-libbing on third down. See that third and 12 run that he converted on late in the fourth quarter? Kept the drive alive for Buffalo. Didn't allow Tua to get the ball back into his hands until just minutes to go in the game. His ability to stretch the field, throw it deep. One of the most polarizing quarterbacks in the NFL. But at the same time, he's one of the most turnover-prone quarterbacks in the NFL. There is nobody that is as exciting and as explosive, but also as reckless and dangerous in the NFL as Josh Allen. And Buffalo is a team that the Steelers saw in the preseason a little bit, and Mike Tomlin is good friends with his college buddy, Sean McDermott. Josh Allen has thrown 29 touchdowns. He's rushed for 15. So you're talking huge. Huge touchdown numbers. You're talking 44 overall. He's thrown 18 picks. He's fumbled the ball 7 times. Josh Allen turns the ball over more than once per game, closer to 1.5 per game. The best thing for the Steelers is that you're going against Josh Allen, and the worst is that you're going against Josh Allen in the context that you don't know what Josh Allen you're going to get. If you get the All-Pro Josh Allen, it might be a 35-10 game. But if you get average Josh Allen, okay, Josh Allen, turnover-prone Josh Allen, any given Sunday, the Steelers can win. And with Minkah Fitzpatrick back, it's possible that he can get his hands on one. But without T.J. Watt, are you going to get the fumbling Josh Allen? And there's also Mason Rudolph. Well, first of all, we should be excited. Excited that the Steelers are in the playoffs. You know, there's this tendency for them to go down to the last week, whether it was week 17 or week 18 now. Or they were just hanging around, had a chance. They were in it, but were they actually in it? Depended on the year. But their winners are three in a row. There's no other team hotter than them in the AFC, at least winning streak-wise, than Buffalo. Now, obviously we know how good the Ravens are, how dominant the Ravens have been this year, whether it be against Miami, whether it be against the San Francisco 49ers. Steelers are the only team that Baltimore has not been able to be dominant against for the most part. It's Mason Rudolph against Josh Allen. And the numbers, in terms of the betting odds, are not going to favor the Steelers. Nobody should expect that they will. But to see that the Steelers are heavy, I mean heavy underdogs in this game. 10 points in Buffalo. It's going to be an uphill battle for the Steelers to win this one. It looks like it might be a snow game, which is exciting. Look, they got the job done in Baltimore after winning two previous games. After in Indianapolis, we thought that was it. Hell, I thought against New England that that was probably it for the season. And I'm not here to just give Mike Tomlin such a pat on the back and coach of the year or anything like that. He got everybody together. He started to get the team back on track to be in the point where they are now with the position to have a playoff game. And if you beat Buffalo, you're going into Baltimore. Well, the Steelers have had success. There's one, what, 9 of the last 10 or something against Baltimore? 7 of the last 8? You give Mason Rudolph a chance in what could be a snow game that plays to the Steelers' advantage, right? The way Najee Harris is running, looking like a first-round draft pick. Jaylen Warren has been a little bit loose with the football, partly, I think, because of the weather conditions. I would not have been surprised if there were 6 turnovers in that game. There were 4, but there was a possibility there was just going to be so many. With the football was wet. It was damp. It just watching it on TV, you looked cold and uncomfortable. It was just a disgusting game to be out there for people in Baltimore. But hey, the diehards were out there. Give them credit. Mason Rudolph's going to start, we think. I can't imagine Mike Tomlin going to Kenny Pickett. I just can't. You got to continue to ride the hot hand. This is Mason's team to ride it out with the rest of the way. Now, after that, he talked pregame on WTAE. Is this it for Mason? What's his future like?
Your contract is up at the end of this season. Would you like to stay here in Pittsburgh?
I love the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's the only place I've been in 6 years, so it's quite early to be talking about my future. I mean, I really truly haven't thought about it. I mean, we're trying to win a game and get to the playoffs, but we'll see. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
It's human nature for Mason Rudolph to have thought about it just a little bit because of the position that he was in just 3 months ago compared to now, or even as you think of 3 years ago compared to now. Things are completely different. Mason Rudolph holds the cards. If they win a playoff game, the Steelers might not be able to bring him back. Will we have a market? Maybe. Potentially. Somebody will want him as their backup. You go into Buffalo and beat Josh Allen as a 10-point dog. Start out at 7.5. Now it's up to 10. Money's on Buffalo. Nobody thinks the Steelers team can do anything. Minus T.J. Watt. Mason Rudolph. questions in the secondary, who's going to play, even though, yes, Minka will be back. And Devontae Casey, he appealed that suspension on the hit against Michael Pittman in the Colts game, and what do you know? They said that he would be eligible for the playoffs. The NFL probably was just like, yeah, whatever. We'll give you that. Steelers probably won't make the playoffs, but sure, KZ, if they make the playoffs, you're eligible. And what do we have here? They're in. And Mason Rudolph, how about this? In three starts, he has the same amount of starts with 110-plus passer rating all three games as Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert. There are some things that you make up, and there are some things that you can't make up. And it's just another instance of how in the world is that true, and is that the case? But it is. And that's the numbers surrounding Mason Rudolph. 412-928-9370. Do you think the Steelers have a shot in Buffalo?
It's hot in here.
The thermostat still has not been fixed.
Hot.
And the Steelers are hot. Buffalo's hot. But it's going to be cold in Buffalo. 412-928-9370 if you want to chime in on that. Mark Cabali thinks that the Steelers have a 75% chance to win in Buffalo. Whew, here's Cabali.
I like it, man. I'm looking at 75% chance.
What? Of winning the game?
I'd taken that 9.5 points and run with it. Hey.
Okay, but what about winning the game?
Well, okay, first of all, I'll give you all a favor. Just go and lay some cash on the Steelers. Take those points. You'll guarantee win. But they're going to, I think they have a legit shot of winning this game to go up there. I mean.
Yeah, I don't know about that. If they get Josh Allen the turnover machine, then yes, they have a great shot. I was hoping that, and you know, people have said otherwise, and I know Paul Zeiss was saying this yesterday, that people are foolish to think otherwise. I would have rather played in Kansas City. And I know Mahomes in the playoffs Mahomes is going to go down as one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I think it's pretty easy to say. He's already won two. He's going to get a third. He might win a fourth. But that team is disheveled, man. What do they have right now? Now, hindsight's 20/20. Not going to look back and speculate on that now, but I was hoping that Miami would pull that out. Buffalo would be a wild card team. Go to Kansas City, where I think they just have a better chance. Kansas City's defense is playing really well. But without TJ Watt, it's going to be tough to beat anybody. But there is the factor of Josh Allen can just turn the ball over. Their defense is fine. It's okay. The weather conditions are going to be kind of similar. It's going to be colder in Kansas City. It might get snow in Buffalo, which the Steelers can benefit from because Josh Allen, cold football. Also, the Steelers are just going to want to run. Pound the rock. Najee Harris is going to get 20 carries, 20-plus carries. Jaylen Warren is going to get a decent amount of carries. The Steelers, in their running game, can benefit from playing in Buffalo in that type of conditions. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for the Steelers. But a 75% chance. Man, I think the Bills are going to the AFC Championship, and said that before they had to play the Steelers. Now, obviously, that they're playing the Steelers and know so much about them, it's harder to pick the game. I still think Buffalo is going to end up winning it. At least if they have a good chance to. The Steelers have a chance. Steelers have an opportunity. They do. Against anybody in the AFC this year. Everyone has their flaws. If this was anybody but the Steelers against Baltimore, I'd say that they have no chance against Baltimore. But if the Steelers could beat Buffalo, the Steelers have a good chance against Baltimore. They do. They have Lamar Jackson's number. They've played very well against Lamar in the past. They know how to contain him. They know how to defend him. And you might be able to rush TJ Watt back for that game. It would not surprise me if he played. Now you got to get through Buffalo, obviously. And let's talk a little bit more about Buffalo. 412-928-9370. Or you could tweet me at Austin R. Bechtold on Twitter. What do you think of the way that Buffalo just plays? Offense, defense, special teams perspective. They're an offense that is becoming a little bit more balanced with James Cook at running back. He's started to find himself. It took about half the season. But Cook has really emerged into a dynamic runner, Pro Bowl-type runner. Stephon Diggs, it's a weird situation. Buffalo still hasn't been able to really figure it out with Diggs and Allen. They really haven't been able to convert on a lot of different big play, explosive play type concepts. He's going to get his in the playoffs, potentially, because he's going to be lined up against Joey Porter Jr., right? You would think, at least. And I like the matchup there for the Steelers. Joey Porter Jr. against Stephon Diggs. Now, Diggs is going to get a big play. That's just what number one wide receivers do. But Joey Porter Jr., other than DK Metcalf, is locked down top receivers in the NFL. As a rookie, he's been great. He's been very solid. So, when I look at the matchup, Buffalo wins at quarterback. They win at... Do they win at offensive line? They win at tight end. Yeah, Gabe Davis is going to be questionable. I still think they win at receiver. And the Steelers, even though Cook's a Pro Bowler, I think the Steelers win at running back with Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. And Najee's playing so well right now. Defensively, I like the Steelers' safeties now that Minka and KZ are back. Pass rush. How good is Buffalo's pass rush? They've won 5 games in a row. Who's the best guy on their pass rush? I mean, Ed Oliver's solid. I like Greg Russo. But they're not a pass rush that is necessarily deep or could get to the quarterback with ease. Jordan Poyer's pretty good in the secondary. Taron Johnson at corner. Very good player. If you look at just how Buffalo has won their games after losing to the Eagles 37-34 on Sunday, November 26th, and they had their bye. Yeah, they haven't lost since. Chiefs, Cowboys, Chargers, Patriots, Dolphins, 5 games in a row where the Chiefs game and the Cowboys game were fantastic wins. Oh, absolutely fantastic wins. That's a situation where the Steelers are finding themselves in, where it's 3-game winning streak for the Steelers, 5-game winning streak for the Buffalo Bills. Let's get your thoughts. What's up? You're on the Fan.
What's going on, brother, man? It's Fizz calling. Hey.
What's up, man?
Man, you know what it is. Early in the morning, wind's blowing, raining outside. I ain't even cracked the door, and I know it's cold out there.
Well, I'm surprised you're up, man.
Well, you know what it is. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm not. Anyways, let's talk about Steelers football, guy. They got a chance. You want to know why they got a chance? Because the team believes in what number 2 is doing. Okay, 4 weeks ago, a month ago, you couldn't say this because it's not the same team. This team coming into the playoffs is a different team that is prepared for battle. And they're letting number 2 lead them into this charge because of what he has shown them in the previous 3. I believe it's 3. And with that being said, 10 points, that's a lot of points. I'd jump all over to plus 10 money line.
I would too.
Yeah, now, do the Steelers have an actual chance to go in there and disrupt Buffalo? Of course they do. If they can control the ball, if they keep the ball out of Josh Allen's hands, and, you know the deal. You got the best 2 best running backs in the league, and Warren and Harris. Well, Warren Harris is just coming on lately, but they got a chance. Of course they do. If they control the clock, with once again, keep the ball out of Allen's hands, yeah. If not, take the plus 10. But with that being said, money line, straight up win, they've got a chance. With that being said, brother, it was good talking to you. I'm Stiz, by the way. I just met you, but it's always good hearing fresh voices and positive attitudes in the morning. You have a good morning, boss.
You too, man. Yeah, good talking to you. I think for me, I've always had this blind faith and loyalty in Josh Allen. He's somebody that, if there's somebody I bet to win MVP every year, I put my money on Josh Allen. Yeah, like $5. You know, why not? Josh Allen for MVP. Because you always feel like it's coming, right? But then he always finds a way to just get in his own way, whether it's the interceptions, the fumbles, the turnovers, whatever. Josh Allen, or Buffalo's up and down and consistent. And that might just be it, because he's somebody who I just would not want to play against in the playoffs. Now, if you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you want to play against Josh Allen. They've had Josh Allen's number. And Stephon Diggs, ever since looking at the Chiefs championship celebration, hasn't been very good for Buffalo in the playoffs. It hasn't been very good. But overall, yes, the Steelers do have a chance. Is it the worst chance out of everybody that's in the playoffs in the AFC? There's a possibility. If you look at the matchups, Houston, Cleveland, that's a coin flip. I can see either team winning. Houston at home, CJ Stroud. I like to say Houston, but Cleveland's overall a better team. So that one's a really go either way game. Miami and Kansas City, I think the matchup favors Kansas City significantly. Miami, Tua, cold weather. But Tyreek Hill going back to Kansas City, he's going to have an explosive player too. He'll score like a 40-yard touchdown. Mike McDaniel will scheme it up in the first half for Miami. They'll be in it. Second half, though, how good is Miami in the second half? How good is Miami against good teams? They're not. Miami is fraudulent against the good teams. And what, Dallas? It's going to be a decent game. Miami is kind of banged up. Bradley Chubb's out. Raheem Mostert didn't play against Buffalo. Jalen Waddle didn't play against Buffalo. So those two matchups, A, the best one is probably Houston and Cleveland, right? And then the next one is Kansas City, Miami, and then the next one would be Steelers and Bills, at least on paper. Do the Steelers have a chance? 412-928-9370. I think so. I don't like the odds, but 10 points? Steelers could just lose by a touchdown, especially by the way that the Steelers play. Ball control football, take care of the ball, don't turn it over. Kind of similar to how they tried to play with Kenny Pickett, right? But the difference is the ability to push the ball down the field, be explosive with it, work off of the deep shots. I've been working with George Pickens. Couple of times with Deontay Johnson. Didn't really see it too much against Baltimore. Really, the weather being a factor. But also, because the Steelers established the run from the start. And Baltimore with no Roquan Smith, no Kyle Hamilton. Patrick Queen played. A lot of other guys in their secondary played. Did well with the running game. Najee Harris, he's playing like a top five running back in the NFL right now. 5-7. Christian McCaffrey's obviously better, and there's a lot of other guys that you could think of just kind of right away that are going to be in the playoffs where they're explosive, solid players. Maybe Raheem Mostert, but he's been banged up. Credit to Cleveland as well for how their running game has developed without Chubb. Najee Harris is playing better than most. He's looking great. He's exactly what you would have hoped he would be once you drafted him as a first-round pick. And he's kind of playing like he did as a rookie, where he was solid. And it's crazy to me. He's the first running back in Steelers history. First 3 years. 1,000 yards per game. 1,000 yards overall. It's three straight seasons to begin a career. He's been great. And, I mean, I know that extra game is maybe part of the reason why he was able to get it. But who cares? 17 games now. It's going to be 17 games for a while. Oh, well. It's tough. If you want to be one of those historians talking about, like Puka Nacua broke the receiving yards record. That stood for 60 years. It's just how it is now. It's tough. Been, what, 3, maybe 4 years now that we've gone on with a 17-game schedule. More football, not a bad thing. Maybe not too great when you're seeing backup quarterbacks here, backup quarterbacks there in week 18, but it's another week of football. What, 93 of the top 100 most viewed TV programs were all NFL games last year, 2023? It's football overload, which is going to be all week. the Steelers, Bills. It's an exciting matchup because it's anybody. It's really anybody's game in the AFC this year. It really is. I mean, we know how good Baltimore is, but Lamar Jackson has to prove it. Just like Josh Allen, the only proven commodity quarterback, at least in terms of winning in the playoffs. Like, I'm not saying that Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson aren't proven quarterbacks, but in terms of getting it done in the playoffs, Lamar Jackson has, what, one playoff win? Other than when Josh Allen got to the AFC Championship game with the Bills against Kansas City and the confetti fell down in Arrowhead, what has Josh Allen done in the playoffs? It's been Mahomes' game. And Mahomes' playoffs in the AFC to lose the last couple of years, and he's been the one to get it done. There's no Joe Burrow. No more Brady. No more Ben. It's time for the new guard to step up. And I think somebody other than Mahomes will get it done. Be curious to see if Mason Rudolph could knock out Josh Allen, though, which will give Lamar and the Baltimore Ravens a better chance. Lots to talk about. FanDuel Morning Show for the Average Joe. It's presented by CGR Wholesale, where the average Joe can shop like a pro. It's CGR Wholesale. Fan weather. It's supposed to be snowy in Buffalo. It's going to be cold, potentially snowy as well. It's brought to you by Sun Chevy. 2024 starts with great incentives on the Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, and Silverado at sunchevy.com. Rainy conditions today in the area. 36 degrees now with a high of 49 degrees. It's going to get to be pretty warm the next couple of days in the 40s until we get to Sunday with a high of 25 and a low of 19. Tomorrow, breezy, 41 degrees, the low of 32 here on the FanDuel Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Michigan won the national championship game against Washington last night. I thought the game was over, honestly, after the first quarter. You know, Washington did make a game of it. Michigan was up by 2 scores for most of the game. It just felt like a game that Michigan was just going to run the ball, pound it down Washington's throat. Then they kind of got away from that. But Michigan just did enough to be able to pull away as the number one team. Undisputed, the sign stealers, sanctions coming down on Michigan at some point. They're national champs. You can't take that away from them. Maybe the NCAA will, but I highly doubt it. That is the last game that Jim Harbaugh will coach at Michigan. He's done. Everything that he could accomplish, everything that he set out to do at Michigan, his school, his team, it's time to pack it up. It's time to say goodbye, Harbaugh. The NFL is calling. And I would not be one bit surprised if Jim Harbaugh takes it. The opportunity to coach Michigan, I'm sure, was one that he didn't want to pass up, and he wanted to get to this point. He wanted to reach the mountaintop, the pinnacle of college football, winning a national championship game. A game that Michigan has not won since 1997. Before there was a college football playoff, it was back when you were undefeated, Charles Woodson, Heisman, and you claim it. National champs. Michigan 97 now. They win their first college football playoff, national title, and for Jim Harbaugh, why not go to the NFL? You have nothing left to prove at Michigan. You've done what you've set out to do. He has unfinished business in the NFL, right? He's won a college football national championship. Now he wants to go out and get a Super Bowl. And the Chargers should be the team that's calling. The Chargers make so much sense for Harbaugh. Needs to bring some stability to an organization that has not been able to have a stable head coach in years. Years it's taken for the Chargers to find somebody. Really since maybe the glory days of Rivers. They need Jim Harbaugh for the L.A. Chargers. The tendency to call them the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers need Harbaugh. I don't know if Harbaugh needs the Chargers, but it'd be beneficial. And it doesn't seem like there's any other organization that would fit. Austin Bechtold with you. It's the Fan Only Morning Show. The pre-show is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.